This radio show includes loud, sudden noises and some adult situations. Please listen responsibly.
We're Alive, a story of survival.
Chapter 17. There might be others.
Part 2 of 3.
I don't think we're alone. They're on the roof.
Maybe it was an animal.
We're never that lucky. Let's just do this quick. Pile these on top. I'll watch our backs.
Sure. Take the easy job.
I'm trained to shoot. You're trained to fly. I don't see any planes around here.
Fine.
Oh, man. I can't see anything in here.
Put them all together. That way we can just push it onto the back of the truck and GTFO.
We still need to get to the vault, too.
We don't have time for that.
Sounds like there's at least two up there. All right, just hurry.
All right, that's the last of them. How many vests and helmets do we want?
Just grab what you can and strap them to the pallets. We'll just take this thing as one so nothing falls out.
Damn, these things are heavy.
Just hurry.
All right, that's enough.
Make sure it's tight.
Okay, that should hold it.
Okay. This way, slowly.
No problem. This is as fast as I can go.
This way, it's clear.
I wouldn't have guessed this to be this heavy.
Okay, park it right here for a second. All right, that gray door down there? That'll take us right to the arms room.
Why don't we load up the truck first?
Look, the loading dock doesn't have any cover. We can get to the arms room from here without having to go outside.
We can come back. This stuff is more important.
We can get both. At least what ammo might have been left over.
Or we get none while trying to get both and get ourselves killed.
Why are you arguing? You're just wasting time.
Exactly. Now get moving towards the truck. Come on.
No. Get behind me.
You little prick. I am never going on one of these things with you again, ever.
Yeah, get him.
We shouldn't even be here.
Okay, it's right through. Here.
Is it supposed to be open like that?
No.
That's a big damn door. Someone broke in, huh?
Or we never locked it.
Are you serious?
God, I forgot we left the keys in the door. Hey, we ran for our lives. Didn't have time to think about it.
Well, are we gonna check or just turn around?
Right, you stay here. I'm gonna go run and have a peek. It's empty. Everything's gone.
Holy hell, you serious? What was in there?
Let's head back.
What was in there?
A lot of guns, but that's not very useful without ammo.
And how much ammo in there?
Not much. Maybe a box of 500 left over from the range. Just what we didn't take with us the first time.
Angel, how many guns were in there?
About 6 units worth. M16s and 9 mils. Each one was about 30 to 60 per unit.
You damn fool! You should have come back here sooner.
Hey, we thought it was sealed. And Bert didn't want to put all his eggs in one basket. That's why we haven't gone back to his store either.
See, in this place, he may want to rethink that option. Or did you leave the keys there, too?
It was a combo, and I know we locked that one. Let's just get on the truck and get out of here.
I haven't heard anything for a while. Maybe whatever it was moved on.
Well, I'm still pulling guard. Let's just get this thing outside.
That means I'm still the pack mule.
Ugh! Gross!
What?
It's all wet. Ugh! It's on the boxes, too.
What is it?
I don't know. I don't want to touch it again. Kind of slimy. Is something leaking?
There's nothing to leak.
God! It's inside!
Shh! Do you hear anything?
No, but I don't have to. We gotta leave the pallet.
No! No, keep heading to the dock. I'll watch our backs.
We can return for it. This ain't worth our lives.
Yes, it is! Now pull! I'll watch your back!
Ah, God, nasty! This candle's covered.
Come on, man up! Whatever it is, it's fast. There are two, but I can't see anything.
For the love of God, I hope you're a good shot back there.
You're almost there. Just keep moving.
All right, but I can't get the door.
I'm in the light, you little shits.
Angel, the door!
They know. They know I can't see them.
Angel, I'll leave this thing and you.
The minute I turn around, they'll come after us.
I can't get this thing through on my own.
Okay, on three. I turn and we go through. Okay? You, me, and the cart.
Okay.
One, two, three! Okay, get in the truck! I gotta hold the door!
Okay, it's loaded!
Okay, start up the truck! I'm gonna run for it! They stopped! Oh no, they must be heading for the hole!
Angel!
Come on!
Angel! Another big one!
Start up the car! Now! Step on it!
I'm trying, we have a heavy load here.
Just get us out! The big one is falling behind. He can't keep up.
What about the others?
I don't see any others besides that one.
Get your head back in here now. We're almost to the gate.
Sorry. Oh, that was close.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, wait, no, careful, going out the gate.
I got this.
No, careful. Easy, we're going really close to the right.
I got this. I'm good.
No!
I'm...
Shit!
What was that?
The right front tire! You were too close! I told you!
I thought there was enough room.
Oh, God, it's down to the rim!
Come on!
You fucking idiot! You just got us killed! Oh, come on! Move your fat ass!
I am. Any of these you can help wire?
Oh, maybe that one. Let's try.
Anything?
No, it's completely dead!
So are we!
Oh God, just run!
Hey, Angel, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
So am I, come on! Come on, this way! In the post office! We put as much between him and us as we can! Come on!
I'm going as fast as I can. It's gaining on us.
Oh, I didn't know!
I don't know how much further. I keep going.
Come on, stay with me!
Crap. Dead end.
No! No, look! There's another building over there! It's locked! Come on! Okay, come on! Move! Move! I can't! It's still not opening!
What about the wall?
It's a bit tall. I think I can make it over.
Too tall for me. There's no way I can get over the top. Go.
Come on.
And that thing's not giving up.
I'm not leaving you. Come on.
So you just better go. Save yourself, damn it. Save yourself.
No. No. I will not leave anybody behind. We stay and fight.
All right. This is it, then. We do this.
Okay. Ready yourself. Take a knee. Keep your elbow locked in.
Okay,
that'll steady your rifle. Just make every shot count.
Okay. I understand. I got it. Okay.
Okay. Once it's through, wait for it to get clear of the debris. Aim for the head. Squeeze the trigger after you exhale.
Got it. Thank you for saying. I'm aiming for his mouth.
Just focus.
Maybe you gave up.
Wait till it's clear!
Clear now!
It's covering its face!
You can't get a clear shot of its head!
I'm reloading!
Ah, hell! This is it!
Quickly! This way!
Skittles!
Thank God! Move!
Behind us!
I don't think I can go much further. I can't outrun it.
We won't have to.
Look, there's another. That's 6 signs so far.
I marked it on the map. 1, 2, 3, 7, actually. In roughly an area of 8 miles, and nothing looks different.
That just means we haven't gotten there yet.
You know what I'm getting at. Kelly, you getting tired? You want to switch out?
Not a chance. It may be a pain to drive, but it's easy when it's this exciting.
Oh, God, man, these clothes keep getting itchier as it gets hotter.
If you want, you could put your uniform back on. I sprayed it with Febreze a while ago. It should be fine by now.
Nah, I'll live. If we find something, I'd rather not be wearing it. It made sense back when we found you two, but now it might complicate things.
All right. Don't get it, but I trust you.
Peg, do you mind passing me up one of those waters?
Not a lot left of that one. We only have one more after that, besides the soda.
Mind if I finish it?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Thanks.
All right.
Yeah, I just gotta go.
Why didn't you say something sooner?
I didn't want to slow us down, and I haven't drank much, and it's not gonna be a pleasant experience.
So, pull over or not?
Might as well. The spot up here looks all right. Might get tighter up ahead.
Kelly and I will pull security from here. You go ahead.
Security. Aren't we getting tactical?
Would you just go already?
The sooner you get done, the sooner we get rescued.
Just give me a minute.
Oh, it's awful out here.
I know. I hate the Santa Ana. It's twice as hot. Hey, that's far enough.
I can't with you two standing right behind me.
Well, don't get out of our sight.
I'm not. Come on.
Move, and you're dead.
To my right, in the house, the voice came from behind the curtains. It took a minute to set in what was going on. I froze.
What? Don't move and don't talk.
Come on, Michael. Don't be shy. Just push it out.
How do I know you even have a gun?
Look to your right. See that thing pointed out the window? Yeah, that's not a toy.
What do you want?
Fernando, tengo uno de ellos, pero no veo los otros.
Yo los veo al frente.
Tell her you're fine. Do it.
I'm all right, Peggy. There's nothing to worry about here.
Peggy?
You can zip it up.
Gee, you're so thoughtful.
Yo, Michael, you need something? Water? Anything? Get an infection?
Oh, excuse me?
I'm fine. Just stay by the car.
Just try.
Well, what are you going to do now? I have two armed people over there, and the minute you leave your little room, they'll shoot. Not because we're hostile, but because they'd think you're one of them.
Tiene razón. ¿Qué vamos a hacer? No podemos quedarnos aquí.
Tengo esto bajo control. Then you tell your friends to put down their guns. We don't need to hide.
Pegs, Kelly, put down your guns.
What? Why?
I found other survivors.
What? Where?
They're pointing a gun at me right now. Just do it.
What?
Put down your guns.
Why should we?
They could go back and get my other friends. Sounds like there's just two of you in there.
Salte por la puerta de atrás y apúntale tu pistola. My friend's coming out through the back. Don't move. Got it?
Sí.
Don't move.
Bueno, yo lo mantengo de aquí. Walk towards your friends.
What do you want from us?
I said don't talk. ¿Por qué palabra de Marcus?
Nada.
The one in charge kept his gun pointed at Michael, walking behind him. He was short, I'd say 5'5", with black disheveled hair. Must have been in his late 20s, early 30s. Below his broad nose, a thick, unkempt goatee traced the bottom of his face. The man behind him, with slightly paler skin and a thick mustache, held a small radio in his right hand and a revolver in his left. Michael kept his cool and didn't show any strain in his eyes. Pegs and I regrettably shook as I pointed the M16, she the pistol.
I don't think you understand. We're not here to rob you or hurt anyone. We're here because we followed the signs.
¿Las qué?
The signs, the ones on the buildings back there. Pegs, you speak Spanish?
No, you.
I wouldn't have asked.
The signs? That say rescue?
Yes, those. What other ones are out here?
There's no more rescue.
No. No. It can't be.
Sorry, Pegs. Well, if there's nothing here, then let us go on our way.
¿Qué piensas? ¿Los tenemos de regreso? ¿Marcus bueno?
Todavía no. Espera.
Hey, you. Who are you talking to? Who's Marcus?
Nobody.
Well, look, you're going to keep pointing that gun at me or what? What is it you want?
Oh, no. Do you think they're going to rob us?
Hey, Bert, you got a full magazine there?
Yeah. 29 rounds here in my M16. And wait till I whip out Shirley.
That's a hell of a powerful rifle there. Much more than both of yours. Your little 22 Taurus can barely stop a rabbit.
Do you think they want to take our stuff and our guns? I mean, we can't let them. We'd die without them.
They'll have to pry it from my cold, dead fingers.
We're not here to rob you. You're free to go.
¿No vamos a llevarlos?
Este grupo no. Debemos de dejarlos ir. Marcus, no necesita saber de esto.
Okay. See? Misunderstanding.
Bert, relax. I'm sorry for the misunderstanding.
I don't have to listen to you.
Relax. It's hard to tell who to trust out here. Right, amigo?
Sí.
Why is everyone we meet a big, aggressive a-hole?
Because all the passive ones are dead.
So, we turn around or what? Where do we go now?
The signs. What happened? Are you sure it's not there? Was there ever even a rescue?
There was. It...
Victor!
Escuché.
Be advised, all recharge groups. A wave is heading towards Outpost 1. I repeat, a large wave is heading towards Outpost 1.
Is that us?
Yes, they're coming this way. We need to get out of here.
Join us again Monday for the next episode of We're Alive. Download the podcast for free on iTunes and Zoom. Keyword, We're Alive.
To find out more or purchase the complete first season of We're Alive, go to www.zombiepodcast.com. Starring Jim Gleason, Nate Gies, Shane Salk, Claire Doden, Elisa Elliott, Jay Oligario, Blair Beihauer, Tammy Klein,
Omar Leva, Otto Sterk,
and Scott Marvin. I'm Michael Swan, edited by Michael Robertson and Casey Whalen. This chapter was written by Casey Whalen, associate producer Jason Scott, composers Katie Whalen and Ron Gallagher. Produced by Shane Salk and Casey Whalen. Zombie intern, Grayson Stone. This has been a Modern Myth production.